Animal Ark Collection 2. Written by Lucy Daniels and read by Charlie Sanderson. Amelia Heywood beamed with pride as she gazed at the sign by the door of the stone cottage. Animal Ark, Veterinary Surgery.
My dream has come true.
Ever since she had moved to the village of Welford a few months ago, she had wanted to help out at Animal Ark. At first, Mr. and Mrs. Hope, the vets who owned the surgery, had thought that Amelia was too young. But she and her friend Sam had proved that they were up to the job. Now they were officially helping out at Animal Ark on weekends and some mornings before school.
Am I late?
Amelia turned to see Sam round the bend in the lane and run up to her, his school backpack on his shoulder.
You don't need to rush, we're early, she called. I couldn't get away, Sam said, gasping for breath. Mac kept trying to follow me.
Mac was Sam's cute Westie puppy.
Maybe he was upset that he couldn't come, Amelia laughed. But we've got too many other animals to look after this morning.
You certainly do. It was Mrs. Hope, her red hair bobbing as she climbed the steps behind them. She unlocked the door and let Amelia and Sam into the empty waiting room, while Mr. Hope parked their car.
What should we do first?
Asked Amelia eagerly. Mrs. Hope smiled. You can start by looking after the animals in the hotel. The hotel was what the Hopes called the overnight stay area. It was where Star had stayed with her mum and the other kittens after they were born. Amelia and Sam had fed the kittens and played with them. Now Star was Amelia's very own kitten. Julia Kaminsky, the receptionist, arrived next, wheeling her wheelchair up the ramp behind Mr. Hope. Hello, you two. She smiled at Amelia and Sam as she turned on the computer at the reception desk.
I'll get ready for today's appointments, said Mrs. Hope. Would you check the emails, Julia? She asked the receptionist. Let me know if there's anything urgent.
Of course, Julia replied. Mrs. Hope went into her office, while Amelia and Sam followed Mr. Hope down the corridor, past the examination rooms to the hotel. As they entered the overnight room, a strange, high-pitched voice called out.
What a naughty boy! What a naughty boy!
Sam jumped, startled.
Who said that?
Amelia laughed when she realised that the voice came from a bright green parrot in a large bird cage. She peered inside for a closer look and saw a dressing around one of the parrot's wings.
Meet Gabby, said Mr. Hope. She flew into a window and broke her wing.
He pointed to a grey rabbit sleeping on a pile of straw, a bandage across her middle.
Hoppy had surgery to remove a tumour in his stomach, and Clementine has an infected foot,
he finished, pointing to a tortoise in a tank.
Poor things, said Sam.
They're all on the road to recovery, said Mr. Hope. It will just take time.